Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting. Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
All right, guys. Hello, hello. And thank you, Live Paranormal, for doing such a great job and putting Eric's song on. I actually like yours too, liveparanormal.com. But thank you for putting his song up and for giving us this opportunity to enlighten and show love and share love to all the peeps out there that we care so much about. Today we are graced with the presence of both the energy healer slash reader Ryan Adragna and the wonderful voice of Eric, Michelle Gray. And I will share their websites toward the end of the show. Hey, welcome for the first time on our radio show. It's going to be a lot of fun, Michelle.
And today, yay, thank you for having me.
Oh, we love you. Today, Eric is going to discuss, and of course, Ryan can pitch in, and obviously, Michelle, you can pitch in too. We'll discuss love during the holidays. You know, even the rise and the fall, the ups and the downs, marriage, divorce, breaking up, and more. So, I guess I will let Eric start. Hi, baby. I love you. What do you want from Santa?
Hi, Mama. Hi, Mama. He says he was listening to us talking about Christmas, and he was thinking about what he was going to get in his stockings, and he said he just wants big old hugs, kisses, and love from you. Just a great big curl up
you
on your lap and a big old hug.
Wow, you're a cheap Secret Santa then, I guess. That's good.
Yeah, he says he is. Oh. He is.
Yeah. So what do you think, Eric? How do you start?
So he says, hi, folks. He says, how's it going? And sends his love out to everybody. And love was the topic that was kind of swirling through his head in the past couple of days, or swirling through my head from him. But just saying emotions at this time of year are something that we have a lot of. We're getting together with other people. We're busy. We're running around getting things for our kids, our loved ones, our friends, our family, surprising people that we love. And not only that, but he was just saying that the media shares a version of what the traditional Christmas, the family, and what all is expected as well. So that's all great. And Eric says, yes, focus on all those fantastic things. But what he wanted to kind of talk about a little bit is, what if that's not your situation this year? What if this year you've gone through a divorce? What if you're not spending Christmas with your kids this year? What if it's a split situation? What if there's been some sort of change in your family, a loss of a family member? This is your first year without them. There's a lot of things that go on in the holiday season, and not everybody's prepared for them, because we all know we get busy, and before we know it, he says the holiday season just rushes up right behind you and bites you in the butt when you least expect it. And
I bet
when you're busy.
Ass. He probably said ass,
okay.
Didn't he, Michelle?
All right, let's be true. Let's be true. Okay, it just comes on up and bites you right in the ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you said a little of his Texas accent. That's cool.
I do. He does speak with a bit of an accent to me once in a while, too. So, yeah. But that was kind of what he was focusing on, is just saying, you know, when we're going through these types of things, I said, well, what do we do about that? Like, what can we do? And he says, well, because of all the things that we are so busy with, sometimes we're not taking care of ourselves. We may not be getting enough sleep or paying attention to what we're eating. So he said, exercise, grounding, meditation, all those things that we might push aside when we get busy with everything else, that stuff is really important, because the most important love through the holiday season is the love that you give to yourself. And he says, that's not corny, guys. That's not corny. It's real. Self-love is so important. If you do not love and care for yourself, peeps, you will not have enough love to care for everyone else around you.
Absolutely. That's so important. Mm-hmm. Self-love is hard for a lot of people, though. You know,
it is. And Eric says, that's a practice, Mom. He says, it, like everything else, if we're not used to putting ourselves first, loving ourselves and getting back to basics to make sure that we ourselves are set up, it takes time to get used to doing that. So it's some discipline and some practice to figure out, well, what is it that I need?
Like, yeah.
What does make me feel loved? What does make me feel cared for? Because we can't expect it to come from everywhere else. Things change, situations change, people change, relationships change. We have to learn how to take care of it from the inside before it goes out.
Right. Exactly. So what else do you recommend, Eric, for people to get through not only just bear with the holiday season, but to try to find a modicum of joy through it?
Well, since it starts with compassion, be compassionate with yourself and to express compassion in everything that you do, because it's not only about thinking about what's going on in your world, but everybody that you bump into when you're out and about and doing your thing, they all have something going on too. So keep that perspective, because that compassion that you want to give to yourself, that's an energy that you're exuding outwards, and that changes your whole environment as well. So a lot of it is your thought and being mindful, keeping yourself kind of checking in with yourself every once in a while, saying, what's my intent of why I'm doing this? And what's the purpose of why I'm doing that? And where are my thoughts right now? That's a real biggie.
No, that is it. That's definitely a really huge biggie. And I think that sometimes it helps if you give, be of service during the holidays, because there's so many people that also don't have much or have experienced trauma or loss. And if you do your church or community or whatever, reach out to these people, it can actually give you a lot of joy and help you through this. It can give you a sense of self-love and self-pride and the sense of being productive.
For sure. So, he said that's a fantastic mom. He says, thanks for saying that, because that's a really big one too. And service is a great way to spread joy and to bring joy within ourselves as well.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, do you have anything to offer on the subject? It's a big one, and I'm sure you have a lot to contribute.
Well, I don't know if I've got any more meat and potatoes, because Eric stole them all, but I will try to add a few more nuggets of some insight. You know, falling in out of love, I'll just say this. Love is associated with your fourth chakra, okay, which is associated with healing. And Eric nailed it. I mean, how can you love someone if you can't love yourself? So the first thing you need to do is say, maybe, for example, get up in the morning, look in the mirror, say, I love you, Mary, or I love you, Peter, or whatever. Love yourself, fall in love with yourself, and when you love yourself, then you can love someone else. But I got to be honest with you. There's a lot of people that wake up in the morning with they say, I can't stand myself. I hate myself.
Oh.
So love can be cyclical. Mm-hmm. Love can be cyclical. That's why there's depression, anxiety, and all those people out there who commit suicide and all that kind of stuff. Love can be cyclical, like a roller coaster, right? But he nailed it. He goes, you have to be in love with your first before you can love someone else. And
for the people out there, what is the fourth chakra again?
The fourth chakra is your heart chakra.
Oh, heart. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I should know
it's
that.
Your
heart
chakra.
Senior moment.
It's okay. It's associated with healing. And sometimes when you're falling out of love, it means something has been hurting you and it needs to be healed. So it's like kind of like a roller coaster. You're going up and you're going down. Mm-hmm. You know, you had a spat with your spouse or someone else. So now you're falling out of love, then you kiss and make up, then you're falling back in love, that type of nature. So I really think the trick to a good a relationship is open communication and constantly healing each other of the risks from a day-to-day basis, to say, okay, I didn't like when you did this, that, or the other thing, or I loved it when you did this, that, or the other thing. And kind of, it's a constant work. I think marriage or relationships and love is a constant work in progress. It's not easy to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why,
you're
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you're Kurt Russell and the Goldie Hawns of the world never got married. You know?
Yeah. but, you know, it's like, what was I going to say? Well, I totally forgot. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. You need to love yourself, right? And part of that means that, I mean, why not love yourself? You are one and whole of God. How could God not love God? Okay? You are God.
Okay.
God is everything. So when you hate yourself, that means you hate the one, the collective, and therefore God. So
yes. Well, not many people think of that high vibrational frequency that you think is like. I mean, a lot of people don't think that way. A lot of people just can't wait just to be 6 feet under. They're like, my life is miserable, my life sucks, blah, 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 blah. And well, that's true. I mean, there's a duality of love, which is hate and fear. And a lot of people just like, the hell with it. Where's the gun? So falling in and out of love and all that stuff just represents the work it takes to be in love with each other. And but once again, go back to what Eric said. It's loving yourself first.
Eric was just saying, sorry to interrupt you, Eric was just jumping all over when you started to talk about communication. He's like, yeah, man, that's right. Communication and about just to the self-love, he just wants to add about vibration and everything too. And he said, understand this as well, guys, is that when we send out the vibration of loving ourselves, so we look at this as a law of attraction. When we love ourselves and we truly believe that, it's the belief and the emotion that goes with the thoughts and the action that creates this vibration of what we're sending out to the universe and giving back. So when we're really working on loving ourselves and appreciating ourselves, when we really do it, he goes, that's what we're sending out. And by doing that, we're sending out that vibration to tell everybody else that's how we love ourselves, that we deserve the same thing back. What you put out is what you get back. So you really want to get to know yourself and love yourself. Give yourself
right.
that gift.
I tell you what, I really recommend that you guys who feel some self-loathing, that you go check out Allie O'Shea. I know her website is expansivesouls.com, or you can just Google Allie, A-L-L-I-E, and then O apostrophe S-H-E-A. She has a self-love workshop that's very short, very inexpensive, and really impactful. She also has law of attraction workshop too. But before you can really manifest much, you really need to find self-love. I also think that it's very important when you're communicating with people, for example, a couple, that you look into the technique called nonviolent communication. There's workbooks and all sorts of stuff on that. But also I think using a sandwich technique is important. First say something nice and loving, and then say, but you forgot to take out the trash. But then you do another loving thing, like, but you usually do. I don't know. I'm just giving a silly example.
Perfect.
Yeah. And the one thing I wanted to add to this really quickly, it's not egotistical for someone to say to themselves, I love you. And that's what I want the callers and listeners to understand. If I say, I love you, Ryan, and I mean it, that I'm not being egotistical to myself. I'm being true to who I am. And you'll find, and people will find, that the people, when you go out in the marketplace, go shopping, go to the malls, do whatever, when you find people who are naturally smiling because they're happy, it's because there's a love about them that they're like, life is good. What do I have to be angry about?
You think about it, it's almost selfish to hate yourself or to not love yourself enough.
Yeah.
Because then not like you're contributing that to the collective, to the one.
Yeah, exactly. And conversely, look at the people who scowl and frown a lot. Do you think that they look in the mirror and say, I love you, Colin, or I love you, Mary, to themselves? No. They're always frowning. They're always pissing and moaning. There's no love there. There's just the opposite of that. So that's what the smile is about. The smile means caring. The smile means loving if it's genuine.
Yeah,
that's
so,
right.
You know, love, people, love is all there is. Everything is the energy called love, which is the energy, which is the light, basically. So just remember that. Eric, do you have anything else to say before we take callers?
He just said, we're talking about smiles, he just yelled out, smiles are free. Smiles are free.
Aww,
love is free. We all have it, an abundance of it, and you can continue to give it, and there's no reason why you can't.
Exactly. And smiles really help raise your vibration too. And smiling to another person going up and giving the guy who collects the Goodwill, you know, stuff or change for Christmas, give him a hug and tell him thank you for what you're doing. I mean, it can be a complete stranger and be very, very powerful and affect their lives. And you can sense it down to the depths of their soul.
That's right, Eric. So that's right, Mom. Eye contact, too.
Oh, but not just eyes facing eyes, but real eye contact. It feels different, you know, when you really, like, look at a person almost to the soul level. It feels so powerful.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to take callers, I suppose. And, again, shout out to liveparanormal.com. You guys, if you go to the blog, which, you know, now we have a secure site. I'm trying to get these people to redirect the old site to the new one, because it's not HTTP /www.channelingeric.com. It is https://, and then channelingeric.com without the www. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, if you go to that blog, you will see the listen button on the right-hand sidebar. And so you punch on that, and we'll take you to the radio show. So, all right, let's take the first caller. We have somebody from the 317 area code. Hey there, how you doing?
Hello, is it me?
Hi. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. What you got for us?
Well, I just want to say I love you guys so much, and thank you for all you guys are doing.
I love you, too.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm having a lot of trouble with my motivation and, like, my energy. I just have, like, I'm really in the depths right now. Like, I have no idea where I'm going. I have no idea what to do. I just don't see a future for myself right now.
Did something trigger it that you know of?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, Eric, maybe you can start, and then maybe, Ryan, you can read her energy.
Hey, Chelsea. Eric's just saying, he's saying, hey, girl, how's it going?
Hey, how are you, Eric?
The first thing he told me when you started talking is he said, Chelsea's an empath. And are you aware of that?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit.
He said that you're picking up on a lot of energy. You're picking up on a lot of thoughts that aren't yours, a lot of feelings that aren't necessarily yours. And Eric also said that you do a lot for other people. You tend to put yourself aside, and you're not necessarily taking care. And he kind of says, tying into what we were talking about a little bit earlier, is he says, have you really thought about what it is that you truly want without thinking about how you would get that? How you would, you know, how anything would happen without worrying about that. What is it that you truly want? Have you really thought about that? Because he said that you're kind of swimming in a lot of energy that isn't all yours. And it can be very difficult to really figure out who you are and how you feel and what's most important to you when you've been living for other people and through other people.
Yeah, and when you do so much for other people, sometimes your emotional resources are drained, and then it's so hard to find some motivation. And you do feel a little lost. But so, what do you really want, Chelsea?
I don't know. I just know I want to be successful. I know I want to work with music. I'm really not sure.
Eric said you were creative. He said, so we could feel the creative, and he said often highly empathic and creative is very common. And he said that grounding yourself is one of the first things to do, is to get yourself grounded and have your energy cleared. He said having, and Ryan might be able to say a little bit more about this, but starting out with having your energy cleared to kind of have a place to start from, he said, is one of the first things that you need to do. Maybe, Ryan, you could talk a bit about he's pointing to you about talking about her energy centers.
There was a caller kind of with the same situation, and Ryan, I mean, she contacted me, and I forwarded her email to you, Ryan. She said what you did completely changed her and set her on a new path. So anyway, go ahead and see if you can read her energy and give some recommendations.
Well, yeah, I already tapped in. Hey, Chelsea, it's Ryan here. I already tapped into your energy field. And once again, our beloved Eric stole my thunder. I not much more I can add to that. Your second and third chakras are jacked up right now. Okay, your second chakras are your sacral chakra, which is associated with creativity, a little bit of libido. Your third chakra right below your ribs or your solar plex chakra is associated with wisdom and power, and they're not spinning in balance as they should be. And you're like a sponge. You're not a narcissist, which is the opposite of an empath. But the problem, you have boundary issues with being a narcissist. Think of yourself as a super saturated sponge that can no longer soak up any more water because it's dripping. You pulled in all these energies from everyone around you, and now you're just like, you got to take that sponge and squeeze it out, squeeze all that water out. So you can become useful again and be the Chelsea that Chelsea needs to be. So, yeah, you get your chakras spinning and balanced again. You're not as big of a hot mess as you think you are. It's just the second third.
Go ahead.
What's that?
Yeah, the first step would be to have Ryan work with you. That's step number one. What do you think, Eric, or should there be another first step?
No, like what Ryan's saying, like she can, Chelsea can do, even on her own, she can ground her energy and do, meditation and whatnot, but it would help her just because of where she's at right now. And just to add to what Ryan said, like, really, this is just a flushing of this energy. And her sacral chakra, he said, it will start to clear out and she will start to have some clarity to be able to see things line up in front of her.
Oh,
good.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty easy, actually. It sounds
perfect,
good,
yeah.
Yeah. Chelsea, you're not too far away from the divinity of being reset to zero, okay? You're pretty close. This ain't going to take too long for you. I need you to learn how to go out to nature and hug trees and you're barefoot as long as you don't live in a state where there's 10 feet of snow out there.
Hell yeah. you don't want frostbite.
Take your Epsom salt. Yeah.
All right.
Take your Epsom salt baths. And,
yes.
What's that?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks,
so,
Chelsea,
but,
for calling
yeah,
in.
Chelsea. Yep.
Healingsthroughspirit.com, or he's on Facebook too, right?
Yeah. And Chelsea, if you want to talk to me privately, dump me an email at healingthroughspirit@gmail.com. I'd love to talk to you more.
Is it healingthroughspirit@gmail? Thank you.
Wait. Isn't it healing with the X? Or I can't remember.
Healing.
Yep, at Gmail.
Yes. Okay.
Healing
good.
Spirit. Got it. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chelsea. Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. All righty. Let's see. Got one from the 701 area code. Hey there. What's up?
Sorry. I can't hear you.
Can you hear us now?
Oh, okay.
How about now?
Hello?
Hey. Hi. Who are we talking to?
Oh, my gosh. My name is Blair.
Hi, Blair.
Okay, so I've called before, and I love you guys so much. Okay, so I have a friend. Her name is Brenda. She went missing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I was just wondering if there's, like, a message from her, if she's on the other side.
Oh, my goodness. When did this happen?
I believe she went missing around June.
Oh, gosh. Do you suspect anything? Is there anything suspicious happened in her life?
Yeah, because, I mean, she hasn't reached out to anyone, and she's been missing, for a long time, and it's not like her at all.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so are you picking up, Eric, is she on the other side?
So, Eric did just bring an energy forward to me. It's a very quiet energy. Was your friend Brenda a very quiet girl?
I didn't know her for very long.
Was she reserved?
When I knew her,
she was reserved.
From what I know of her, she was very friendly, and you know, she might, depending on what happened, she might be kind of reserved.
Yeah.
Would you happen to know anything about her hiking or going in some sort of a state park or something of that nature?
No, I honestly have no idea.
Well, let's ask Eric. Eric's the energy that has been brought forward, Brenda.
Yeah, he's got an energy here, and what I'll tell you is Eric is just saying that the energy has crossed.
Oh, gosh. Any messages?
Energy is very light. Well, what I'm getting right now is that, and this isn't, he's not translating directly. I'll just say that this is coming from Eric. I'm not getting this directly from her. That there is a state park. What state are you in, or what state did she go missing in? Because I feel like there's a lot of like national parks or something in that area. Because Eric keeps showing me a state park sign and says to look near a conservation area or something that people would travel to visit.
Okay, I'm in Fargo, North Dakota right now.
Was that where she went missing?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, this was where she last was known to be.
Okay.
Eric is directing. He's showing me a great big sign. He says that she is located in near where there's mountain or there is height. Like I can see, I don't know if there's like big drops or big mountains, but there seems to be like a national park with a big mountain. Eric said there's more to this that's not being completely spoken about. So I don't know if there's authorities or someone that has more information about her, but there should be
more
that comes to light in the next little while.
Was it foul play or a natural accident, like falling and anything like, or bears, or was it foul play?
There was somebody else involved with it, yes.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, man, hiking in state parks is so freaking dangerous nowadays. Jesus. All right, well, let us know what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda, for coming forward, if it is you, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's awful. And another woman in Denver went missing, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard the details on it, but. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Ugh, I usually don't watch the news, though.
Those were hard to miss.
I know. All right, we have somebody from the 217 area code. Hi there.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes. How are you doing?
Hi, this is Shalanda calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Shalanda.
I have a quick question for Eric, I was told that in my past life, that I had committed suicide. So I just want to know, do you feel my energy? Like, why did I do that? Or why did I commit suicide in my past life? What was wrong?
All right. So, Shawna, Eric just says hello. And
hello.
He says that you're very sweet. He says, aww. Oh, she's so sweet. Okay, so let's just take a look here. Eric's just going to show me. Okay, so... he's showing me that you had a life that you had taken by pill or by some substance that you had taken. He's connecting this with a depression, some sort of a loss that you had. I don't know if you were told that there was a child, but there was a child that you had lost. Childbirth, Eric, or shortly after childbirth. And some sort of an illness with that. So this feels like Eric said that it's not so much of a mental illness as it was
grief.
Pain.
Yeah, just grief.
Pain.
Yeah,
grief.
Oh, okay.
So when was this?
Okay.
And where was it?
What year was it?
Yeah, when and where? Más o menos.
So... he's showing me the early 1900s, and it looks like it's further south.
But in America?
Me water. Yes, it's in the U.S.
Okay.
Well, the reason why I ask that is because what I'm doing now, because I'm trying to understand my last section, like with you guys, y'all know I was going through depression and suicide because of my illness now. So I decided for me to block my suicide thoughts and everything, I said, I need to learn more about my last past life. So I went about a journey. So I got all the amazing mediums off of Eric's site that I will be contacting soon so they can help me build a timeline on how my last past life was. I think that's going to be awesome to do.
So,
I'm excited doing it. So I was just curious about it. So,
well, Shalonda, it's really interesting. I had a session today with somebody named Dr. Andy Hahn, H-A-H-N, and I'm going to, you know, it's in queue to post. I really want you to look for that because he talks about this very situation. There's a lot of people who feel suicidal, but it's basically the bleed through from another life. And what I'd like to know too is, can you bring that baby forward for a message for Shalonda? Maybe that would be healing.
Okay. Let's see. Shalonda, do you have a little girl right now? Do you have a daughter?
No, I have a niece.
You have a niece? Is this niece, does this niece love you like a mama? Like very close to you?
Yeah, we're real close.
Because I can feel a female energy that's very close and it's very aligned. And this child has reincarnated. This is the... Is this child.
Wow.
So,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Eric is also saying that... okay, so just getting the soul... Okay. there's a personality of, this little girl, it was a little girl in the life where the baby passed as well. And she was young when she passed, but, had a sense of personality about her that your niece seems to have. And it's like a spunk, like a real little fire, you know, a little bit of an attitude, a little bit of a spitfire to her. And that seems to be carried forward in this life as well. Eric said that you can go back in meditation, and if you ask your guides to help you step forward with this life, help bring this life forward to you, you can go back into this life and go back to this time. You can also do it with a regressionist as well to be able to release the pain and move forward, and that will help some of the cutting of the ties of some of this energy that's carried forward into this life as well. And it'll help relieve some of the heaviness that you feel.
Do you want her to listen
to
the Dr. Hahn video that YouTube that I'm going to post? Do you think that will be valuable?
Oh, did you even say that?
Dr. Yes. Andy Hahn, H-A-H-N. Do you think that will be valuable for her to listen to?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. All right, I will push that soon.
One last question. Was I Caucasian, African American? What race was I?
What's that? Sorry?
What race?
What race was I?
What race were you?
Yeah.
Let's just see here. You were black.
Okay.
It's hard to discern.
Okay, that's awesome. That's something I can put down in my journal. I can't wait to piece everything together and just look at this timeline. This is so. I mean, Eric really got me started doing the reincarnation and everything. I just totally forgot about that. But I cannot wait to get with the mediums and you know. And you're on my list
Eric,
too.
You're gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we're praying for you.
Thank you guys so much.
Take care.
Can I do a real quick chip chat?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. See if you can read her energy.
Hey, Shalonda, Google or do a YouTube on Ho'oponopono, okay, the ancient Hawaiian art of forgiveness. That'll be helpful for you. That's under Dr. Hen Lu, okay?
Okay, Dr.
Hen
Lu.
How do you spell that?
Dr. Hen Lu, the Hawaiian art of forgiveness, which you need to do. To do the past life cutting of cords is called Ho'oponopono, okay?
Well, okay. Can you spell the guy's name? Because I don't even want to even
Hen,
think about spelling the other.
H-E-N, Hen, last name is Lou, L-E-W.
L-E-W.
It's about, it's about I love you, I forgive you. It's about getting yourself, your divinity back to zero and cutting cords. That'll be very helpful for you. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know what? Kim Voigt did that for me, too, the cutting of the cords. I don't know if you watched that video, but that was pretty cool. Okay, sounds great. Well, we'll go ahead and go on to the next caller. Thank you, Shalonda.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You
bye.
Too. Okay. Hey, got one from the 703 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Is this on air?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, great. Hi, Elisa. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show, and I love all that you guys do.
Oh, thank you for calling us. What you got for us?
So my big question
What's your first name?
Amy.
Amy, okay, good.
Amy.
Okay.
I'm wondering if Eric can help me determine the main cause of my digestive issues.
Ah.
Mm. Okay.
Even when I eat clean, I still am not ever regular.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Is it related to a past life or another life, shall I say, Eric? Or just whatever. Tell me.
Hmm. He's showing me in the digestive system, so food, a rejection of food. And he's just saying, Ryan, have you got something on the tip of your tongue? Because he says that you've got something. Are you picking up on something?
Yeah, I immediately wrote down wheat or wheat flour when he was saying that.
Well, I do have a gluten sensitivity, but like I said, even when I, you know, avoid
clean,
that,
yeah.
Still not, I still have issues.
Hmm.
How long
are you detoxing for?
Yeah, because Eric is saying it's not long enough. You're not detoxing. You need much longer than you're giving.
Okay. When I usually detox, it'll be like, you know, 8 weeks. And then, but even then after that, you know, I still avoid gluten. I may have like one glutinous thing like once or a week or once every other week, you know.
You're putting yourself in the hurt locker.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. What?
You're putting yourself in the hurt locker. You're being very, very naughty if you're eating wheat or wheat flour even once a year, and that's what's messing you up. It's just wheat or wheat flour is a third dimensional frequency, highly processed food. And as much as I'm Sicilian, I love my pastas and my lasagna, my garlic bread. I can't eat them.
Right.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've heard that if there's wheat harvested in one plot of land next to a place where corn, for example, is harvested, then actually there can be cross contamination of grains.
Exactly.
But everything has a spiritual basis. And this dude Andy Hahn that I've been talking about, because it was so fascinating today, and it stuck in my mind here. He talked about a similar thing where. Well, you know, I just have to let you watch the YouTube when it comes out. There are certain things behind it that don't have to be, it's too much to explain for the old lady. So go ahead, Eric.
Eric just said, Amy, part of it too is to add on to what Ryan was saying is your vibrational frequency is rising. And just like Ryan said, it's a third dimensional, it's a heavier vibrational processed foods and all those types of things that we all can love the taste of so much but aren't good for us. But what happens is when you go back to it, even though you're only having it, say, once in a while, it's just like if somebody were with an allergy, each time can be worse.
But
it builds up in your
system.
Longer for it to flush back out of your system. So he was saying right away, right when you started talking about it, that you have to clear it completely out. You have to detox it right out of your diet, and you need to stay away from it completely.
For how long? Could this be an ascension?
Forever,
probably. Yes.
Forever.
Yes. It's forever. And Amy, I feel for you. I'm doing it too. It's awful.
Yeah. So could I ask another thing?
Wait. Is this a symptom of ascension? Her ascending?
Partially is because of that.
Yes,
the
it
ascension
is.
And, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Amy.
What was it? I'm sorry, I missed it. What was it a symptom of?
It might be a symptom of the shift, ascension, you ascending to higher dimensions.
It is.
Yeah.
It's one of your sensitivities, Amy. It's something that you're sensitive to. Yeah.
Okay.
Amy, you're a light worker.
I am? Oh,
you're a
goodness.
Light worker. Your DNA is being shifted to the fifth dimensional frequency.
Yes.
So wheat is a round hole. Wheat is a square peg in a round hole for you. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Eric said if you're calling me Amy, you're a light worker.
Oh, wow.
The other thing I was wondering is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ahead.
Is it part of my contract to go through life without love? Because I've had a very empty life, and I'm in my late 40s.
Eric just wants to say it's your life contract to find love, and just like we were talking about tonight, it's no surprise that that's the question that you asked, because it's about finding love of yourself first so that you then will attract the love that you deserve, and that is in your lifetime to be loved.
Okay,
so check out Allie O'Shea's very short online workshop. I did it, and it just really made a huge impact on me, the self-love one of Allie O'Shea. And then if you need to, just book a session with Michelle so you can talk further about this with Eric. But thank you, Amy, for calling in.
Thank you guys so much.
You.
I appreciate it. Yep.
Bye. Oh, okay. All right, so we got somebody from the 865 area code. How are you? You there?
Good. This is Beth from Tennessee.
Hey, Beth. How you doing? So it's
good.
Beth,
you doing all right?
Yeah.
Ma'am, I could be a poster child for this tonight's talk conversation.
Wow. Okay.
With depression, I feel like. But
yeah,
I was just curious. Like, what am I? If I'm like an empath or starseed or what? And if that has anything to do with.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, and yes, Eric says. He says,
wow.
He says, you are an empath, absolutely. You do have a connection, a galactic connection. But he said, right now, you are at the point of feeling like, why am I here? What am I doing? Where am I going? What am I going to, like, it just, everything feels foreign, backwards, difficult, hard, you name it. Yeah. And he said, you're at the point of surrender. You're at the point of let the hands off the wheel and start to pick out what it is you truly want in life and surrender the control of how to get it. But he said, it's so much more than that. You have, you have an awakening around you right now, a spiritual awakening.
Wow. So what is the first thing she needs to do, Eric?
Well, the first thing he's talking about is her own energy. And again, he's arm in arm with Ryan tonight. Like he's like, Ryan's my right-hand man because he wants to talk about your energy. And talking about getting your energy set up. And he also says that you could use a little self-love. That you could use a little love for yourself because you beat yourself up. He says you're hard on yourself.
So many of us do.
Yeah. Hey, Beth, do yourself a solid and get a copy of your numerology report, okay? Because you're a worrywart. Your numerology report or chart aren't exactly the keys to the kingdom of why you're here, but they're close enough. It's like the cliff notes to your study book before you take an exam. Okay, so if you want to,
and I think Veronica Drake does. I think Veronica Drake does those. I think Raylene also, but I can't remember.
Yeah, and I've got a close friend that does it too, Beth.
Okay,
and they aren't cheap though. If you want to get a valid report, they're around $200-$300, so they aren't cheap, but they're worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not five or ten bucks, that I can tell you.
Yeah,
I got mine. I'm thinking, you know, so
Okay. Yeah, they are very valuable. I will say that. Right.
Yeah, so Eric what just said you do that a little map.
Yeah, it's like a little GPS. Right. And yeah.
Okay.
And I know that Sri Swami, the Indian guru that I have on sometimes, he does Indian astrology that's amazing. And I think it's also like, I think it's a donation of $200. But you know, you could also maybe get your chakras worked on. What's the first thing she needs to do, Eric? Can't remember what you said.
Well, he said, again, he's suggesting that grounding, having some sort of a ritual for yourself to have a start point to feel better, because Eric says, meet yourself where you're at right now and
yeah.
start to look around in your life and look at what you're doing for everyone else, what you're doing that you feel you have to do for everyone else and what you're not doing for yourself to try and balance your energy up. Having an energy healing and cleansing your chakras and grounding, that would really help you. Again, there seems to be a real theme because Eric is saying it's about clearing everything that's bogging you down. It's clearing
oh,
that
Ryan
energy out
you.
So that you can see. Yes, yes, Ryan could help a great deal, yes.
Okay, Beth, so maybe hook with Ryan and see what he can do to help you. All right, sweetie?
All right, thank you.
You betcha, babe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have somebody from the 540 area code. Hi there. How are you?
Oh, hi. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay. This is Lucy. And
hey, Lucy.
I wondered, can you get in touch with my grandfather? He passed in 1946. I never knew him. You know, he died
yeah.
when I was 6 months old. I've heard so much about him all my life and just wondered if he's around or if he has
name?
Any thoughts.
What's his first
Pardon?
Name? What's his
name? Name was James Henry Dowerly.
Okay.
What was the first name again?
James.
James, okay.
James Henry Dowerly.
Okay. James Henry. Okay, hi, Lucy.
Eric,
hi. Hi to you. And I just want to ask you, do you happen to know if your grandfather, was he, would trains be involved in his life at all? Would you know anything about that?
Briefly, I think he worked for a while on a coal mine train in West Virginia to get enough money to get married.
Yes. He's using that to identify himself. Mm-hmm. Eric's got him here. He's a slender-looking man,
mm-hmm.
And he's standing here, and he's waving and saying hello to you, and he's saying, thank you very much for inviting him and for saying hello. He said, this is a great opportunity. The reason why he showed the trains was he was trying to show something that was significant in his lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and that was very significant, and that had to do with enough money to get married was part of why you are here, he said, my dear.
That's awesome. And so validating.
Eric said that he's a joker.
Really funny guy. No kidding.
He's got a little bit of a sense of humor, and I feel that coming through. I'll tell you that my energy right now feels very excited and very happy to be talking to you. And he is moving his hands a lot. And I know that when I'm talking for Eric, my hands are moving all over the place. And I'm not sitting still, rock side to side.
Oh, yeah.
And with your grandfather, I feel like sitting up real tall. I'm real proud and very, very proud of you. And you have similarities of the family. You carry some, there's certain things that you might understand what I'm talking about.
I think I do. I can't even put them into words, but yeah.
Okay. There's certain things that everybody kind of has that is the same. He says, she understands what I mean. And he's just saying that he's doing like a little salute, like, hello, clan. Good to see you.
Aw, that's so sweet. Any final messages? Any other messages from him before we go on to the next caller?
Is there a grandson? Do you have a grandson?
No, I have a brother.
You have
a
brother?
Grandson.
His grandson.
So this would be, is this the little, like we would consider it the little boy in the family?
You might say that. I think he's about 6'2 or something and 60 years old, but I guess you could. the little baby?
Oh, he's
he was a baby.
He's saying that there is great similarity to me and the baby.
Oh.
Is what he's saying, to the baby boy.
Oh, interesting.
Which is,
your baby brother.
So I'm not, so he said that there's personality-wise, too. He's saying they're not of the same soul, but there's a lot of similarity there that he's just kind of pointing out. But he just wants to say thank you, Lucy. Thank you for allowing him to say hello, and he'll be around to visit for the holidays.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much, you know, Eric and Lisa and everybody.
Thank you for calling, Lucy.
Welcome.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hi, James. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. We got somebody from the 678 area code. Hi there, 678 area code. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. What's your first name?
My first name is Julie, and I'm calling from Marietta, Georgia.
Oh, beautiful place. Wait, what is there in there's a big company. What is it, Boeing? Is that in Marietta?
No. I think it's Lockheed instead of Boeing.
Oh, yeah, Lockheed. You're right. Okay, of course you're right. All right, what you got for us?
I have a question regarding our daughter. She just got married in September.
Well, congratulations.
And I'm curious. Thank you. And I'm curious if she would be pregnant soon.
Do you like the guy?
Yes, we love him.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, God. Good. All right. So, yeah. Tell us, Eric. Michelle, are you there? Oh, did we lose Michelle? Okay, let me find her again. 5, 7. Okay, where's her? Hang on. Oh, she's not on the list anymore. Wait, hang on. Oh, here she is, here she is. What happened? Hey, Michelle?
Can you hear me?
Hey, what happened? I don't know what happened. But anyway, yeah.
I don't know
what
happened. You can hear me now,
right? That's freaking probably Eric. All right, so, repeat the question again, sweetie.
Okay. Julie, I'm sorry. I about the baby. The baby.
Yes.
There's
right, yeah. There's a baby coming.
There's going to be a baby coming.
Right, our daughter just got... There's going to be a baby coming. Great.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
When is that going to be?
In
the next year or two? I mean, the actual conception.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think it's going to be too long from now.
Oh. Do you feel any male or female energy?
Neither right now. It's
of
not
course,
committed
yeah.
to either energy.
Yeah.
I don't feel that the baby has been conceived as of yet.
Okay.
But it's not going to be long. Eric is doing a little bit of he's flipping a calendar for me and tapping his toes with a little smirk. So thumbs up,
cool.
Something's happening. So
he is saying,
get ready, Grammy.
Thank you, Eric.
So do you know if they're trying or not?
I think they will be trying soon, but we are going to Singapore to visit our son, and Danielle, our daughter, is going with us. So she doesn't want to be pregnant in February when we have to fly to Singapore.
No.
Well,
wait. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
might,
I mean,
maybe afterwards, but yeah, it'll all...
I mean, she won't be 9 months pregnant by then, so it's okay.
Yep.
All right, well, congratulations, Grammy.
Thank you.
All right.
You betcha.
Thank you for everything. We love your show.
Oh, we love you. Okay, so I think we will go ahead and close for now, and you guys go ahead and share, if you wouldn't mind, your website, starting with Michelle.
So, thank you. It's www.thehealingheart, and heart is H-A-R-T, as in art, healingheart.com.
Right, so T-H-E-H-E-A-L-I-N-G-H-A-R-T.com.
Mm-hmm. That's
all right. Awesome. And Ryan?
Thank you.
Yes, people can reach me on my website, which is healingsthroughspirit.com.
And that's healings with
that's
an S, plural.
Yes, healings with an S, healingsthroughspirit.com, yes.
All right, thank you, guys. And, of course, I will talk to you before the holidays, but I will also say happy holidays, everybody. I love you all. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, my love,
Eric.
Thank you so much. I love you. Bye,
Eric,
everybody.
Said, I love you, Mama. Love you, Peace.
Bye,
love you, everybody.
Thank you
bye.
So much.
Eric
bye-bye.
Says, love
talk
you, bro.
You
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.